Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not worried about Trey Turner anymore. Like, frankly, I know that a lot of people be like, oh, he could go back into the swoon. I think that's over. I think for the next 3 months, 4 months of the season, whatever, however long it lasts, we're going to see the real Trey Turner. And the fact that you get Trey Turner,
I mean, it's like getting...
Should we bleep that? Is that okay?
Oh, no.
I think it's too matter of fact. So I think we need to bleep it.
I'm going
to
bleep it.
But the
good
fact
call.
That...
Bleeping it.
I think we're going to see the good version of Trey Turner for the next couple months. And I think that's just such a game changer. Because,
what a massive game changer.
Because he was bad. I mean, him in the two hole, it was like... It was just like, it was disheartening.
Dude, he had like his OBP was under 300. Mm-hmm. Trey freaking Turner.
I know.
what else can you say?
And especially if they do stick with this lineup, and I don't know if they will. Like, I mean, Castellanos can kind of hit everywhere at this point.
So for what it's worth, Thompson on with us yesterday, it sounded like he did not want to stay with this lineup. Like the way he talked about it, he was like, yeah, it's working now. He's like, it was something to the effect of like, hopefully we'll get it back. It was on the Turner question when he said it around second. He was like talking about the lineup working now, but Cassie's been hitting there. He's like, oh, hopefully we'll get it back to where it should be or something like that was what he said. So I think in his head, he's not planning on this, but obviously if they keep hitting, you know,
whatever it takes. So, but in a perfect world, if you can get him back to two being Trey Turner, and then you go Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos.
I mean, that's
JT. I think looks great right
way
now.
Way better.
And they apparently fixed that Saturday in Washington. You start to see the makings of this offense, mm-hmm. like becoming the force that we thought we were getting this entire season. So I'm not like I'm sort of just I don't really have this fear that Trey Turner is gonna go back into being the bad version of himself. And I think for the rest of the season, we're gonna see the good, very good Trey Turner, and it's just gonna help them a ton.
Oh my God, it's such a mess. I mean, you're talking about getting the one of the best players in baseball, yep. playing like one of the best players in baseball for your team. Yeah, yep. We always make that, oh, trade deadline acquisition, you get a healthy player back. This is like getting one of the best players in baseball back. It's
totally.
Huge. It's huge. Anything else on the offense hitting you? I mean, Castellanos just keeps crushing, man. A lot of people are starting to talk about All-Star and all. I mean, like right now, Castellanos is the Phillies All-Star. Like he's the guy who's making the All-Star game.
And what did I say when the Phillies season, they lost game six of the World Series? I said Nick Castellanos is going to be an All-Star next
year. You did. Right in as soon as, you're right.
Never a doubt.
Look at you.
Never a doubt. Finally got one right, even though no one remembers it. And I
the problem was that everyone was on board by the, like, I remember they did like a poll in the midday show or whatever. It was like, do you expect a bounce back season from Castellanos? It was like 80-something% said yes. And I was like, wait, when? And we were all right. But I didn't expect that.
Yep, which is good to see. I'm proud of everyone.
Me too, buddy.
Proud of everyone. Yeah, I mean, like, Stott down in the lineup, it's kind of, he's almost like the second leadoff hitter now. It's almost like Stott, Marsh, whatever they do there. I don't love two lefties at mm-hmm. that portion of the lineup. Like, I'd rather find someone that can break him up. But, you know, he should be fine wherever he is in the lineup. But regardless.
God, it is, just as you're talking about the lineup, and, you know, we see him in the dugout the other night and stuff. Like, recent that lineup changes everything. Like, it's just such a difference maker.
I know. Like, I'm glad he's back around.
Me
though.
Too. It was really nice to see him there. Love the beard, all that stuff. He looks good.
And now he's off crutches, I'm sure he'd be around way more. I do wonder, he probably won't, but I wonder if they'll bring him on road trips.
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Yeah, but I mean, look, if he says, I want to go, they might. Yeah. My guess, he has to do like PT and all that stuff here. I mean, he could do it on the road, but it's probably easier at the place he always does it and all that. What do you think? Joe brought this up on the air today to camera. I thought it was an interesting point because we had talked a lot about whether we think he'll be back after the season, obviously a free agent at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the idea that, because originally we're like, oh, the injury hurts his value. And it does. Like, I think he will make less on the open market than he would have had he not gotten hurt. But regardless, I don't think it'll be a massive difference, but it'll matter. But Joe pointing out that, like, kind of him being out has shown really how valuable he was to the 100%. Phillies. So, like, what do you make of that in terms of the offseason for Hoskins?
Yeah, I can't tell. I thought when he got hurt, it was going to make him, I thought there's a better chance he's going to come back.
Yeah, because I thought it'd be like our one-year prove-it deal that you're healthy and this and that and go back, whatever.
Yeah, and I still feel that way. And the one thing that I think is interesting is how much, like, Rob Thompson was like, I love having that guy around.
I know.
And it seems like all those guys are like, I love having that guy around. And ultimately, I think that stuff matters.
Totally. I mean, we've seen the void in leadership a lot early this season, and especially when it's like to a man in the clubhouse, when everyone's just, especially we talked about a lot when he went down. You know, we talked about, you know, it's going to hurt the lineup, and, you know, maybe they're going to get an approximation of it, but losing that guy in that clubhouse is what's going to matter most. And I think we've seen that. Like, well, it has mattered.
And I think that Reese just provides more value to the Phillies than he does on most teams, like, because he's from here, knows, not from here, but he's came up through the farm
culture.
System.
He's like part of it. He's part of the fabric of this group of guys.
Reese Hoskins is a Philly.
Yeah.
Like, he's a Philly.
No, you're right.
And I think, but at the same time, Burrell was a Philly.
Sure.
So that's why it's like tough. It's like it's literally the exact same thing as Burrell.
So it's only slightly different in that when Burrell was here, there were other dudes like Jimmy who'd been here and were considered leader and stuff, where like Reese, it was just him. Like, it was him and Nola, but like Nola's a pitcher and
he's quiet.
Like, Reese was the only guy who was part of that, you know, from before and bridging the gap. And like, so I do think that in a lot of ways, he's even more Mr. Phil. But I agree with the comp, but he's even more than Burrell in a lot of ways.
And Burrell got one last healthy year before they moved on. And they won the World Series that year. So.
That's a good point. That's an important point.
Interesting one.
All right. Money is a factor in this, but let's say for like what's expected. Let's say Aaron Nola's not getting $200 million. Let's say it's $150 or whatever, something like Carlos Rodon money, whatever. Like a fair contract for his services. Let's say Hoskins is, you know, $450 or something. Maybe a little high. I don't know. It's hard to read his market right now. $460, whatever, something like that. You could only do one. Who are you re-signing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am re-signing Nola.
I am too. And I feel that it sucks because, like, my heart is like, obviously, Reese. I love that guy way more. Like, I want him here. But, like, I think it would happen. He's just more valuable.
It's Blair. And I like Painter. I like the young guys coming. Yeah. But having Nola,
who we think will age pretty well with the you know, the velocity is not the most important thing and all that type of stuff.
But I thought, had Reese not gotten hurt, that this was going to be his last year. I don't think that anymore.
Yeah.
And no. I think that he has definitely helped his value to the Phillies with being out. And I don't think that they thought that when he got hurt.
I 100% agree with you. So as of now, June 8th, it seems like if you had to bet, you would bet that Hoskins is a Philly next year.
Yes. And I think, but what I can't tell with the Reese thing, is it multi-year or a one-year prove-it deal? And what does he want?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, because what does he want? That's a really interesting point, because you would think, oh, of course he wants a multi-year deal. But the question is, if it's a 4-for-30 or 4-for-40, wouldn't you rather just play for 1 year, make $10 million, $12 million, and then go and make a lot more? It's a really interesting point.
And the nice part about what has happened with Bohm is, like, it's funny, you just don't really worry about him at third base anymore.
at all.
Like, he's fine. Like, he's,
it's wild.
He's not like unbelievable.
And he's actually been like quite solid at first.
That play in Atlanta was. I mean, that's
that
I never.
Great,
2 years ago, Alec Baum's not making
0%. And he's actually been a really like as someone who really didn't do a ton at first base. Like, has really handled himself pretty well there.
Yeah. Have not missed Reese's first base defense.
No.
But, at
which,
all.
I mean, Cody Clemens is light years better. And not that he's amazing or anything, but he's just better.
Well,
but again, you know.
Bring him back another DH.
But you know what's funny, though, is you know, I'll take a few defensive errors to have Reese Hoskins back in this line.
100%.
You know, I think we might have overrated the importance of that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, because they have it in big spots on it.
But yeah, I would like Reese back.
I would, too. And to your point, I think it's not just the Phillies, it's us as fans. Like, I have appreciated him more since he's been hurt. I realize his value more.
And the thing with Reese is, like, I don't know who's replacing him. So if he walks, I'm sure there's other first basemen out there. I haven't looked at this year's free agent class. Again, with Boehm, it's like he looks pretty good over there, but holy cow, like hit the ball.
No power.
Hit the ball to the ballpark.
I mean, first baseman can't hit 10 home runs or 12 home runs. Like, that can't happen.
And if you move, if you move Boehm off of third, who's playing third?
Yep.
Matt Chapman's a free agent.
Yeah.
But I
like Matt Chapman. He's obviously, but I mean, I think Matt Chapman's going to make more money than he probably should based on the season he's having so far this year.
Although, he's got to figure it out for my fantasy team.
He was on fire.
Cooled off.
Of course you are. Yeah, of course you are.
Cooled off.
No, look, I'm right there with you. Like, if you had asked me before, I would have been like, yeah, you know, be nice to have Reese back, but not that big a deal. Like, now I'm like, oh, they kind of
bring him back.
I need him back.
Especially the beard, too.
Beard's amazing.
Oh,
like, let's be honest. Like, usually when people do the, like, oh, look at the beard, or
well,
oh, look
at
the hair. Like, usually I'm like, come on, guys. Like, enough. This is stupid. I was like, yeah, dude, look at the beard.
Well,
look
it's
good.
Better than his, remember his stash?
Yeah.
Stash is bad. And the curly hair was not great.
Stashes are generally bad.
Yeah.
It's hard to
Very pull. Few people can pull off the stash.
Correct.
But yeah, it's just, yeah. And I think Dombrowski is a smart guy when it comes to team chemistry. I think he realizes.
He's talked about that a lot. You know, the Schwarber comments, all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And for what it's worth on Boehm, when Rob Thompson was on with us yesterday, he said Boehm's looking really good and, you know, it's not gonna be a long term.
Well, hopefully the biomechanics can get him to hit the ball at the ballpark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.